Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Haye Sarah. We're in chapter 4 of Yevamot, Mishnah Yud Gimel 13. Ezehu Mamzer. Who is the illegitimate child, the product of a forbidden relationship that we've been discussing? As an aside, we'll discuss Mamzerut and genealogy issues and who can marry whom in the last parak of Kiddushin, Asara Yuchsin. But it's fitting that we're mentioning it today for Chaye Sarah, where Avraham Avinu and Eliezer had the mission to get the best possible shidduch, the best possible mate for Yitzchak Avinu to continue and build the Jewish people. So it's important to fix, not just the family history, but also the personality and the chesed. Back to the Mishnah. So which is this mamzer, this illegitimate child? Kol she'er basar, that's any relative that's forbidden to have her marriage with, shehu b'lo yavu, that the Torah commands they cannot live. The man and woman cannot get married, cannot live together. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, whenever the Torah prohibits a marriage, even if it's a lav or a lotase, basically the Torah says, don't get married, then the product of such an illegal marriage is illegitimate, a mamzer. Shimon Timni Omer, some say he's from Timna, some say the correct way to say it is Taimani. He was from Yemen. Kol shechayavin olav karet bidei shemayim. So Rabbi Shimon has a more limited view. He says when the prohibition, the punishment, is punishable by karet, which is basically being cut off from Hashem, which is it connotes an early death and suffering. It's not good. Not a good idea. That's more severe than a simple don't get married. So that the offspring of such a marriage is an illegitimate. The halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like Shimon Timni or Taimani. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua adds his opinion, which is even more limited. Kol shechayavin olav mitat beitin. Only when the marriage or the intimacy would be forbidden by death at the hands of the courts. You know, if there were witnesses and a warning, then the court could execute these people. That's when the offspring of such a relationship is illegitimate. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Ozai. Rabbi Shimon ben Ozai said, Matzoti Megillat Yuchsin Birushalayim. I found a scroll of lineages in Yerushalayim. Now, this is interesting because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that it was, when there were certain problems with Yichus, you know, with people intermarrying where they shouldn't have, that sometimes the sages chose to reveal them and sometimes they chose to keep them secret and only tell their very close Talmidim so as not to upset certain people. It's a very intricate area of halacha. The Ketuvba, and anyway, written in this scroll he found, Ish Ploni Mamzer, Me'eshet Ish. It identified a certain man as being a Mamzer, illegitimate, because he was the product of an adulterous relationship between a married woman and a man who was not her husband. L'kayim Divri Rabbi Yeshua. And this sounds a lot like Rabbi Yeshua, who had said that such a relationship, obviously, a married woman is punishable by the court can punish them with the death penalty, and that creates Mamzerut Koran Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the Mishnah changes tack to discuss the only erva which actually changes, really. Ishto, his wife, Shemeta, that Nebuch, she passed away, Mutzer Bechota. He's then allowed to marry the sister. Obviously, if the wife is still alive, the first wife, he can never marry the sister. That is very much forbidden, but after the wife dies, that changes. Gersha Umeta, if the husband had first divorced his wife, and then after that she died, Mutzer Bechota. So, too, the sister would be allowed. Niset Lo'acher V'meta, if he divorced his first wife, and she went and married someone else, and then she later died, Mutzer Bechota, still Mutzer to marry the sister. Yevimto Shemeta, his Yavam, meaning his brother's, his deceased brother's widow, who's fallen to him for Yibum. And now there's a connection there, it's a quasi-marital connection called Zika, as we've mentioned. So before the Yibum or Chalitza took place, she died. Mutzer Bechota, he's allowed to marry the sister. Halatz lo, if he performed chalitza with his yivimto, v'meta, and afterwards she died, mutter be'achota. He's also allowed to marry the sister. Now let's turn to chapter 5, Raban Gamliel Omer, ein get acher get. There's no divorce document after a divorce document, meaning the second one is meaningless. For example, his brother died without children, with leaving two widows, Rachel and Sally. So if one brother gave a get to Rachel, and then a different brother gave a get to Sally, that second get has no legal meaning. Sally's not disqualified from then marrying a Kohen later. It's a meaningless document, piece of paper. Velo ma'amar achar ma'amar. And there's no ma'amar. Now that's the Mamar is the rabbinic level marriage that they would perform before Yibum, for example, give the Yivam a ring, you know, kind of like a kiddushin, the first stage of an actual marriage, to make it nice. So if one brother did Mamar with one of the co-wives, one of the widows, then another brother then later did a second Mamar, the second one is legally meaningless. Velo chalitza achar chalitza, and same thing with chalitza, if one brother performed chalitza with Rachel, and then another brother went and did a chalitza with Sally, the chalitza to Sally is meaningless. She can still marry a kohen. It was not required at all. The chachamim omrim, the sages disagree. They say, yesh get achar get. A second get does have some sort of legal effect, as we're going to explain later in this chapter. After all, the first get makes yibum impossible, but there's still a connection there that will require a chalitza. There's still a zika even after a get. Only a yibum or a chalitza can end the zika, the obligation of the brothers to the widow. The yesh mamar achar mamar, and similarly, there is a legal significance to the second mamar, even when one's already done. Aval lo achar be'ila v'lo achar chalitza klum. But when one brother has actually lived intimately and thereby married through yibum, the yavama, or performed chalitza with the yavama, then there is no chashivas, there's no importance, there's no legal ramifications if a different brother goes and tries to do yibum or chalitza to a different surviving widow. Now tomorrow we're actually going to explain the cases that the sages are talking about. Yashar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.